Let's roll. Tony Hawkins. Let's roll.
Tony Hawkins.
You guys good?
Great.
Yeah, we're good. Are you good? I'll tell you who's not good.
Arnold? Hold on. Just shut the fuck up for a second.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold's not here today. Arnold is sick.
Really?
I'll do it live.
Is it COVID?
We are the ones.
Pregnant?
Two, three.
Sore loser!
Coach,
what up, everybody? What?
Go ahead.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan. Why are you making that face?
Nothing.
You don't like the way I say it? The least about sports.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. Apparently, I'm the only man in the room. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. We do have a white picket fence, a penthouse suite, and two vehicles. We do have a two-car garage, just like affluent America. Guys, I don't know what I was going with, but we have breaking news.
Debo wants out.
Debo. Yo, Debo, what's up? It's Eddie here, man. Dallas Cowboys. We're going to need you over here ASAP, please.
Well, you thinking he's coming down to Big D?
I mean, we've already made room for him. We got rid of Amari Cooper. Come on down, Debo.
Debo, I got a sound clip to play for you. This is going to be your next team, hopefully.
Wide receiver Debo Samuel, DWI. Leaving Broadway. He was at Aldean's.
Oh,
hell of a night. You don't want that, Debo.
Oh, wait, or if Debo, if you happen to be at Walgreens, I mean, this could be you.
The Debo.
Dang it. Hit the clip, Ray.
The Julio. Welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
And Debo.
The Debo.
Whoa, Debo. Chicago Bears Nation over here. Lunchbox. I just wanted to say that we will not be trading for you, and so I hope you find happiness wherever you are, wherever your next home is. Maybe the New York Jets. Maybe that's where you want to go. Please, God, please, do not let the Kansas City Chiefs get him. Do not let the Kansas City Chiefs get him.
I want it for Bub, just because you gave it to him so hard when he lost Tyreek. Why not give him Debo?
Can they afford him? Because
yeah, I
just
can.
Read that Mahomes is about to be the first NFL billionaire.
Well, he is going to be the billionaire. He signed a $500 million contract.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but they can't. I assume they can afford him because the salary cap is not real in the NFL.
And also inflation. Real. I mean, $1 million when we have kids, $1 million is going to be a kid's allowance.
Well, I already have kids.
Do you guys know what a billion is?
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
There was this like YouTube kids video of some like guy and his niece or whatever, and they're playing toys or whatever. My wife goes, "Do you know how much money that YouTube channel makes?" She's like, they are billionaires. I saw it on the internet. I look up, it was $28 million. Impressive. $28 million for a kid's YouTube channel? Impressive.
That's really incredible.
But not billionaire.
And I'm also not going to search on YouTube kids and videos.
Hey,
That's smart, coach.
I'm not going to go search kids, toys,
YouTube.
No, money. I'm not going to watch it.
How much?
Yeah. How much is this kid worth?
Hey. No. Here's the dumb question. You guys have kids. Is there a YouTube Kids, or do the kids go on to YouTube?
No, there's a YouTube Kids app, and it's already policed by the YouTube people that nothing crazy can get in there.
I have no idea. My kids have never watched YouTube.
Dude, they have cable.
But it's crazy because they watch TV.
They watch it every once. They watch, like PJ Masks
or
Paw Patrol.
Coco Melon,
Baby Bum.
Yeah.
And there's a new one that we watched this past weekend. It's with a shark trying to protect the princess.
Baby shark.
But the I don't remember what. All right, baby, sing it. The hyena is trying to get to the princess.
What?
And there's literally.
Oh, Little Red Riding Hood.
Lion King.
And there's literally no talking in it. It's just like they do little funny things and they fight and they trick each other. And my kid loved it. He was laughing the whole time.
I'm telling you, all three of us, we should do a kid's YouTube video. I mean, they do nothing. They're just like, they're playing with their toys that already exist in an empty room. And they're like, wee-oo, wee-oo, here comes the firefighter. oh no, the house is on fire. And then the kid's like, don't worry, we'll put it out with water. And they just do a cup of water over the house. Oh, thank goodness the firefighter was here. And that's it.
Do they have good graphics and a good video person?
No, coach, it's a camcorder.
Do they have a good video person?
No.
Hold on. Neither do we.
Ouch. Do they have a kid in the video?
Yes.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Oh, Ray can be our kid.
He could. What if we dress Ray like a kid?
We could have him, too, do it. Dress her up like a little school.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that just got awkward.
Also, they probably cornered the market. There's no way for us to get views on it.
There are thousands of those videos. Different people.
But the thing I will agree with you on, YouTube makes money. I got a buddy that, honestly, he didn't really have that big of a following. He just goes to Vegas and live streams when he gambles, and he's kind of cornered the market in a way. He's the only person I've seen that live streams at casinos. He makes $1,000 a week.
Who is it?
Brandon O'Brien.
Oh, and that what's the stream?
But he only does it on his slot machine. He can't live stream when he's playing blackjack.
Oh, yeah. He does it for all of them.
Really?
Yeah, El Cortez Casino allows him to do it. And he loses money or he wins money.
The El Cortez?
I like El Cortez.
Can you Google El Cortez?
El Cortez.
Let's see this thing.
YouTube, I want to pull up his
Cortez.
Channel.
Coach, it's in Reno.
Well, he's still doing it.
No, it's in Vegas. El Cortez Hotel and Casino.
Where is it?
It is on Fremont Street.
Huh.
And if you want to see him, he's got 14,000 subscribers. It is just Brandon O'Brien on YouTube. And yet, he showed me his thing. He makes 1,000 a week. The thing that sucks for us is we don't make any money on YouTube. That's why we need our own YouTube channel.
This looks like a La Quinta.
But realize he's getting 30,000 views. He doesn't care what the physical.
Okay, so you're right. So he's getting $1,000 a week. Okay, and he has to go gamble that $1,000. Is he making any money on that money?
But he has other side stuff he does.
Oh,
he's a hustler, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. At one point, he told me he was driving. This is just random stories. One time, he was driving for Amazon. And apparently they give you your list of deliveries you have to do for the day. They'll give you a printout, but you always have to show up at the plant. So he would show up. Sometimes if everybody's already fulfilled all the orders, you get paid and you don't even have to deliver one box. They just tell you how busy you're going to be. And if you want to make it so that you get picked before other people, he would just go park near the plant and they'd be like, okay, we need all these people called in. And then you go in and then you get your boxes and stuff like that. But there were times he would get paid and not even have to make one delivery. And he did that for a time, but
that seems like a bad business model.
But it's side gig. I think.
I'm saying for Amazon, I don't understand paying someone that didn't do anything.
Oh, they must have millions of drivers, coach.
Dude, because now they're in normal cars rolling up to your hood.
Oh man, I got one car pulled up at 10:30 last night in a white Ford Focus.
Oh, I had one pull up with no headlights, and I was like,
Amazon? Is it. This is it. We're getting robbed. Like this is it. They're coming. They're coming out. No, he just dropped off package front of the door. Left.
I mean, no front headlights, no bumper. Hey, brought my Amazon order. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
I remember
no interior lights, slightly overweight. Oh, Uber Eats.
I remember hearing that.
Haven't showered in a while. Uber Eats.
Was it UPS or one of the companies where you can actually like buy a neighborhood, and it was up to you to deliver to that neighborhood? It was like one of these companies, UPS, Amazon, I don't know. But you could call them and say, hey, I want this neighborhood. No one else has it, and I will provide 3 drivers for this neighborhood. And then you can do it. It was like entrepreneurial stuff.
You talk about not a good business model. That sounds terrible.
I mean,
I don't know.
It all sounds terrible for the company.
Yeah, I don't
understand. Not the delivery people. Like, what if you get tired that day? I don't really want to deliver.
But wait, you're saying it's your job to hire the drivers?
Yes.
Well, what if the drivers are delinquents and they don't show up?
Then you have to do it.
Oh, okay. Then you're driving the entire night.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know something random as crap? So Amazon doesn't deliver. They just stopped. They said, we refuse to deliver to your apartment complex. So we had to go with this service called Fetch. And they made us up a random address that doesn't even exist in the world. It's just a random address where a building is, and that's our address. And all these packages from Amazon go to a building, and then they get sent to our address. So they go through another chain before we finally get them. So if you have Amazon Prime Day, it turns into 2 days because Amazon said we're not delivering to apartments because it takes us too long.
That is fascinating.
Because there might be 5,000-10,000 people that live in my apartment, and they just said, we don't know it. It's too confusing. There's way too many numbers. So you have this random Meadowbrook address that if you try to find it, you can't find it, but it's a warehouse. It's the weirdest thing ever.
It's an off-site packaging delivery service.
It makes no sense. So all my parents and family, they're like, oh, so you guys moved to a new address. We're like, no. We live in the same place, but we can only get mail at an address that doesn't exist.
Okay, here we go. Become a Fetch delivery partner and earn $18 to $25 an hour.
That's the one you were talking about? You buy the neighborhood?
I guess this is it. This is the same thing. Like, if you want to work for Fetch, you can be a delivery, I mean, to quote unquote, delivery driver for Amazon.
That has to be a sucky one if you get stuck with the apartment complexes. You want a neighborhood. Like a mailman, I get it. You can just, the mailboxes are on the first floor, not a big deal. But a delivery driver going up and down those stairs, like when I used to deliver from Meals on Wheels, I made sure they did not send me to an apartment complex. I was like, I'm not going up and down stairs delivering this food to people.
Tell me this. Meals on Wheels. I always wanted to ask you, because this is before I was involved with The Big Show. I always heard you talking about Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
Did you get paid for it?
No.
Volunteer.
Hold on. Why did you do it?
You volunteer.
Well, because old people couldn't get their food, and so my mom would always hound me, like, you don't ever volunteer. You don't ever volunteer. So to get her off my back, I was like, man, that seems easy enough. It's an hour a week. Like, I just go take lunch to people. Okay, cool. So I'd go to 8 houses, drop off a meal, and I'd be done.
That's it. You volunteered.
I volunteered.
Never made any money.
Never made any
money. Coach, it's called charity, you dumb.
Yes.
Like, why are you acting like...
But you're right, Ray.
He's doing a good deed here.
You're right. It was my mom who just kept harassing me. She was just like, you're off. You know, you have the whole day to go volunteer. You have the whole day to go volunteer. And I was like, good gosh, Mom. Okay. Like, you know how important it is to get back. Get off my ass. And so I went and did Meals on Wheels, and she got off my back.
My wife would do that, and she said that one time she rang the doorbell, and some dude answered the door, like old man with his hanging out.
Yep, it's happened.
She was like, okay, there's your food. Gotta go.
That was the last time she probably did it.
She was delivering to an elephant.
I mean, he came to the door, t-shirt, that's it. And he had surgery.
He was Winnie the Poohing?
Oh, he was Winnie the Poohing, all right. And I'm like, okay, all right, here you go. Like, turn my back. Here you go, man. Hey, how you been? I ain't got time to talk, man.
It's got to suck getting old.
It has to.
Like, it's got to suck getting old, huh?
But then I see retired people on the course or out for a walk.
No, that's before getting old. Like, that, there's that sweet spot of, like, 65 to 75, I would say.
Yeah.
Where, like, you can still go. You're right, Coach.
You
go
can still
play
do
golf.
Stuff.
I mean, you got to extend that to 8. I mean, my grandpa didn't get bad. Dude, my grandpa was still with it in his 80s.
That's rare, though. That's a rare.
But I'm going to have it, though. I'm genetics, baby. So I'm going to be hope. My sweet spot. Hopefully I can retire from this POS 60s to 90s. I'm going to have it. 60s?
If you last to the 60s doing this, you
there's
are.
There's no way we're going to go on to the 60s.
All right, Ray, go ahead and do it live.
Yeah, well.
There's your boat.
This is the Sore Losers podcast. I'm going to take a nap.
I just peed.
Boy, I wouldn't mind seeing a girl's titties.
But there was one lady, Maria Cortez, when I would go to her house, she had made fresh tamales, and she would give me food.
That's sweet.
So you would bring her food, and she would give you food.
So that means she can make her own food. So why were you bringing her food?
That is something that I never understood. I couldn't figure that out. And she had her own garden, and you know, she would have all, and she would hand make like little towels, like dish towels, and she'd give them to me. Like, she would sew them, and so I don't really understand why I would deliver food to her, because she was able-bodied and she was fine. But most of them I understood. I was like, okay, I get it. But her, I didn't.
I had memories of, like, I don't know, I was probably...
But the cool thing is, hold on, if they weren't home, I got to keep the food.
Now, was it good food, though?
No. Yeah, it was yams, and then it was, like, bananas that were all bushed together.
Those old chicken breasts.
Oh, dude, it was like a TV dinner, really. It's just heated up, and you look out, there's no way I would eat that. I just give it to a homeless person.
I was, like, 14 or 15 or something, and my dad was like, you know what? We had a good year. Like, we made some money this year. Let's go. It was, like, Thanksgiving Eve, maybe the day before Thanksgiving. He's like, let's go buy turkey stuff. You know, for people, buy turkey, buy like, you know, green beans and yams and everything, and we'll go deliver it to people that need it.
And sounds so like Dad won a bet.
They went to, they went to a local church, got a list of people, whatever, and it was me, my mom, my dad, and my brother, and my sister, and a couple of cousins. We're like, all right, let's go. And the first year, it was awesome. Like, we'd knock on their door, and they'd be like, oh, wow, wow, thank you. Like, yeah, put the turkey over there. And, oh, wow, pumpkin pie. Like, that's awesome. Put it right over there. And then my dad was like, that was really cool. Like, we should do that next year. And I'm like, all right, let's. I mean, it is nice. You know, it's a nice gesture. So the next year, we do it again. I mean, we went to the same people, and they're like, oh, we were wondering when you guys coming. Usually you come the day before Thanksgiving. Hurry up.
No what? Longer appreciative.
The oven's already waiting. Put the turkey in the oven. And we're like, whoa, 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 okay. Really? Pecan pie? Last year you brought pumpkin pie. Oh, my bad. It was weird. And we were like, this
flip switch like that.
Very weird because last year.
It became a surprise to expected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time I ever volunteered.
I showed you, right?
They really did. Screw them.
The problem is you picked the same families. You should have picked different people.
I know. But it was just weird because we're like, all right, Dad, maybe we should change things up a little bit. That's not going to work anymore.
Last time he did that?
Last time my dad did that. No. I mean, we wouldn't do that very often. It's very strange when your parents do something out of the ordinary like that. It sticks with you. It's like, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget those memories, but because we didn't do it that often.
Dude, I volunteered enough in elementary, middle, and high school to last me a lifetime. So that's why I will never volunteer again.
Did you all ever have to do community service?
What did you volunteer in elementary school?
Everything. Yeah, dude, we used to clean up litter all over the road in our towns. Holidays, we were always giving food to the homeless. My mom made a point of it. All my friends, before Instagram, were having the best Thanksgiving and Christmas days. Guess where I was? The homeless shelter. Talking to people that hate their lives.
Look at you now, though, Coach.
No. All the pictures that were taken of me volunteering, not once.
Is that why you're a minimalist? Is because you saw what the homeless didn't have anything, so you didn't want, you feel like you shouldn't keep anything?
There was never a picture taken of me volunteering where I was smiling. My mom's like, huh, I can never find one of these with you happy. That's right, Mom, because I wasn't happy. It was miserable. But yeah, we did it all. If there was something to volunteer, shoveling snow at the church, my dad's like,
yeah,
nobody else wants to do it. Somebody's got to do it. So like after sports practice, we would go shovel snow all night. Never got paid. I never realized I could work so much and never get paid. And so then once I finally had a job, I was like, wow, this is amazing. You actually get money back for doing jobs. That's cool.
This is interesting, though. So did that not shape your life in any way, or you just kind of regret doing that?
I mean, Coach, a lot of it, are you kidding me? It was, you ended up doing a job because they just didn't want to pay. If you wouldn't have done it, they would have eventually paid somebody to do it.
Yeah.
But then they kind of took advantage, like you said, with the turkeys.
People do take advantage.
Yes. So then it's like, oh, well, you guys didn't shovel this week? Yeah, we didn't shovel this week because we're not getting paid.
That's like when we try to give the homeless guy the dinner.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, I don't want that shit.
No, we can try to give him box lunches that one time downtown.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want that. And he shoved it right in the trash. We're like, well, that was freaking awesome.
Okay.
It's like, right, I mean, that's like in Chicago. My dad taught us when we were young. They don't want your food. And I'm like, Dad, you got to give him the pizza. You got to give him the pizza. He rolls down the window, tries to give him the pizza. And he goes, I don't want that crap. My dad goes, told you, idiots. And I'm like, all right.
You'll never forget that.
Never forget it. I'm like, yeah. So every time when I see that sign, we'll work for food, I'm like, ah, but you don't really want anything helps. No, it doesn't. You don't want anything. You want money.
Well, the one guy down the street, he says, can a brother get a biscuit? Apparently, he just wants food. He doesn't even want any money.
I mean, one that I saw that I went and bought it for him is in Austin.
It's funny, right?
The guy said.
Well, it used to be a different word, but then he had to switch it up.
He said.
What was it?
It was a word nobody should ever say in their life.
The C word?
It's close to it.
No, the guy said, hey, okay.
Got it.
The sign I saw, he said, hey, my liver is a terrorist. Help me kill it. Give me a six pack.
Okay.
That's funny. That's funny. And so I popped in the gas station and bought him a six pack.
You did?
I absolutely
did.
Of
the good stuff?
No.
Oh, of course.
No, the cheapest thing I could find.
Did you get a Mad Dog?
No. It was gas station didn't have a lot of slush. Whatever the cheap, I just grabbed the cheapest. I was like, all right, cool. That's hilarious because the sign was funny. It was creative. It was honest. Gotcha.
Saw a guy on Jefferson. It said, too ugly to strip, too poor to do drugs, just need some food.
Hey, love the honesty.
Speaking of needing money, Debo wants money, right? I texted Batter's Box.
Batter's Box.
And I said, are you okay?
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, I texted him before the podcast, and he just now responded. Sad day.
Kid, you're not going to see the sun in L.A. today.
Sad day. And then...
Debo, who? We're going to miss Kittle next.
He followed it up with, I love Debo. And he is incredible, and he has meant a lot to the 49ers.
Wow. Oh, Coach, take him to Aruba. Jeez.
I'm just not sure I want to pay a wide receiver $25 million a year.
You're not going
to
pay him, Batter's Box.
But what he doesn't understand, he gets wrapped
Was
up.
Was he acting like he's going to pay money out of his own pocket?
That ain't his money. What's he care?
Exactly.
He just wants the 49ers to win, right? But he thinks, oh, that means we can't afford it under the salary cap.
You guys
but
are
he
stupid.
Doesn't understand the salary cap isn't real.
What do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean by that?
Because if you...
Because there is a salary cap.
Yes.
Okay.
It's crazy how they say there's this salary cap.
That's what they say.
And so what they do is instead of having a salary, they just give him a signing bonus. And there you go. His salary is only $2 million against the salary cap. All they do is just move the numbers around.
Ah, I got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they, a little bit here, a little bit
there.
Yeah,
like Von
That's
Miller.
Dumb.
Von Miller signed with Buffalo, and his cap hit is $3 million, I think, but he got $25 million when he signed the contract. He got a signing bonus because, oh, what do you know? There is no salary cap. You just give it to him up front instead of giving it to him later on.
Here's what it needs to be. There is a game. There's fantasy now where you get a certain amount of cap. You get, say you get to spend $10,000, and you can't go above the $10,000.
Correct.
That would be amazing if NFL did that, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Titans are at 9,000. They only have 1,000. I'm using smaller amounts.
Well, that should really be how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. Titans only have 1,000 to spend. Ha, huh, Debo's... Debo's 2,000. We can't get him. AJ Brown. Oh, he's over 1,000. We can't get him. Oh my gosh. We can get Waddle. He's $900. He's under 1,000. Then it would actually make sense to the fans.
Yes, because they do say that. They say the salary cap is whatever. I don't even know. I'm going to make it up. $125 million. And oh my gosh, the Packers are $75 million over. And guess what? They don't lose. I mean, they did lose a player, but a lot of them, they just restructure the contract, and they're like, oh, what do you know? We got all this free money. And it's like, no. So the salary cap isn't real. You just push it along to either give them a signing bonus or next year you give them more money. So they're still under the salary cap. It's all bull crap. If you get rid of a player because of the salary cap, you believe
Thanks,
player is not worth it and you don't want to pay him that anymore, and you use the salary cap as an excuse. It does not exist.
Can the league do something about that? Like, can they make it to where, like, all right, stop it with fidgeting the numbers?
They could, but they don't want to. They make it seem like it's a competitive balance.
No, they really should, though, because it would really be a competitive balance.
Right, really.
And it really would be like, oh, shoot, like, we really can't keep these three players.
Hey, what's the salary cap for the new football league, UCFL?
$25.
Dude, no, you know how much they get paid? I read an article. They get paid. Hold on here. I'm going to pull it up right here. This is hilarious. I thought this was crazy. They have to stay in a hotel. I guess they're all in Birmingham. Every team is in Birmingham. And they stay in a hotel.
Every team?
Every team.
Coach, that's right down the road.
Yeah, should we go?
We should.
Get some autographs, dude.
I got to talk Bay into it. That'd be awesome.
Not far, Coach.
My brother, hey, Batter's Box called me and goes, hey, I watched it. It's not bad. I said, like, is it not bad? Like, it's Toledo playing against Bowling Green on a Thursday night, so there's nothing else to watch?
It's not bad.
And he goes, no, it's decent for the first game. I said, man, I don't know.
Dude, he's already lowered his standard since Debo.
And they play in, like, one of those fields like your rec soccer?
No, I think they play in a real football field.
Oh, I thought it was indoor.
Is it?
The T.O.
No,
that's not T.O.
Controlled football.
T.O. is not in the USFL.
Oh, okay. Whatever T.O. was in, that looked like your little soccer league.
That was indoor, fan-controlled football.
So the USFL players get paid $4,500 a week, and then they also get a bonus if their team wins the game. Also, their hotel room costs $150 a night.
That's steep. No rewards?
No. Hey, the league pays for $75 of that. So you are forced to live in the hotel, and you have to pay $75 a night, and you have to live there for however many weeks the season is. That's half your salary.
You know some of those players shacked up with some Birmingham girls.
For sure. And so they should stay at the Hampton Inn. They got free cookies in the morning.
They do. They have that free continental breakfast.
That's right.
Which one has the best giveaway? Like, you got Holiday Express used to be known the Continental because they had those mini cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
And so Hampton has come on board now, and they have the cookies, right?
Hampton came in strong.
Is that the cookie one? No. Any Marriott is the cookie.
Oh, my bad. Marriott's cookie. Hampton is the
Double
breakfast.
Tree's the cookie, dang it.
Son of a...
Those Scuba cookies knows. Are so
You're right.
freaking good.
Here, too, the Christie cookies. They use the Christie cookies.
So they use Christie cookies at the DoubleTree now.
Oh, I didn't know all that.
Those are delicious.
All I know is when you check in, they give you, would you like a cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get two cookies? Yeah, yeah, no problem. Can I get three cookies? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't care. And they're warm. Mm-hmm. And they're so freaking good.
The guy, when I went to Orlando with Baser, he was like taking his time getting us our checked in. Well, guess what? He had a pot holder and a little spatula. He was getting the cookies out.
Hey, remember that time we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, my God.
Dude, the company put us at the Ritz-Carlton one time?
That was a mistake.
Hey, and
yeah,
they
I don't
had,
understand it.
Dude, me and Lunchbox roll up. And we're like, they had chocolate-covered strawberries and, like, a whole thing. We're like, is this free?
We had that.
Yes, sir. Those are complimentary. See, we grabbed a freaking bowl full of them and took it back to the room. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
And
they're like, well, sir, you're... Oh, no, we got it.
No,
don't worry about
thank
it.
You.
Ah!
Thank you.
What city was that?
D.C.?
D.C.
Wow.
D.C. Yeah, it was definitely D.C. That's right. We were there for WMZQ Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
At the Ritz-Carlton.
Dude, that's the last time they put us there.
Last time.
First time and the last time.
Yeah, and then it was more like DoubleTree.
Best place I stayed at was the Waldorf Astoria in New York because South Beach, apparently they're a partner, a brother, a sister, a cousin of Hilton.
Isn't that where they did Home Alone?
That sounds right.
Think
that
does
right. sound right.
I wish I would have known that before I stayed there.
Kevin!
South Beach used to work for Hilton, and he could get any place in the country for free. And so we stayed Waldorf
Astoria. That was free?
Oh, yeah, for an entire weekend.
What the?
It was, dude,
and you broke up with him?
Yeah, well, Coach, over some concert tickets?
Yeah, and you got to stay at Waldorf Astoria?
Coach, he hooked you up with hotel rooms.
Yeah, like, what are you talking? Like, what are you, what's wrong with
hey,
you?
Hey, now hearing the whole story, Coach, you're wrong.
Yeah, you might want to reach out to him. I think I'm on team South Beach.
No, we've been talking again.
Okay, good.
He kind of wanted to plan a trip together, and I said, hey, it's tough enough for me to plan a trip with my wife to some tropical destination. I said, and to Florida or wherever. So I go, maybe we should just do a Vegas weekend. So me and South Beach might be reuniting in,
yes.
not this summer, probably in the fall, though, doing a little Vegas trip during football.
Honestly, Coach, I've been praying for that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your concern.
That makes me happy.
I put the kids to bed. I'm like, anything else you want to pray for, guys?
I want Ray and South Beach to get back together.
Come on.
I mean, I can see the twinkle
too,
in your
son.
Eye. I see the star in your eye.
Me too,
like,
man.
Oh, man,
I
me
see
and
that.
South Beach are talking again.
But guys,
that's great, Coach.
I also needed to separate from my old way of life. What was he using me a little bit? Yes, but also
you were using him.
We were no. That was just him saying, "Hey, I'm going here. Would you like to go?" It was more like, "Coach, the tickets." I was sending him to places I never even went to.
Yeah,
he went to Sam Hunt at Dodger Stadium. He went to Aldean in Vegas. That never happened because of Mandalay Bay.
Oh.
He went to. He wanted Garth Brooks and George Strait or something in Phoenix.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't? I mean, that's not bad.
I sent him to Kip Moore in San Diego.
Coach,
so.
That's four shows.
I mean, yeah. Kip Moore.
Sam
I mean,
Hunt, VIP, Dodger Stadium. That's
VIP. He got to, like, go backstage
that's
and
the,
stuff?
That's the show.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean.
All right, I get it. And, all right, I'm back to Team Ray.
And Scuba Steve said the name of the hotel in New York City is the Fairmont, not whatever we said.
Waldorf Astoria.
Waldorf Astoria.
Okay. The Fairmont.
I don't know.
Isn't Fairmont Inn in that kind of like a Holiday Inn Express?
That's what I thought.
Fairmont's expensive. Okay.
Well, I don't know anything about the Fairmont.
No, but everything in New York is expensive. Like if you stay at the Holiday Inn Express,
it's
New
still
York,
expensive.
Very expensive.
Unless you get it on that hotels.com.
Captain Obvious?
Yeah.
Guys, and this isn't a hotel commercial, even though we're trying our darndest to make it sound like it, but there's one that just opened up here, a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah. Oh,
it
the
is,
one downtown.
It is awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you people are
no,
joking.
You're the one that said, or I think Where's your wife said that the Drury Inn here is amazing.
Oh, the Drury is nice.
I stayed there. It's the only one that's red on the outline in the skyline. But yeah, the Holiday Inn Express just opened. It's as good as a 5-star restaurant. Little secret there about Nashville. 3-4 blocks from Broadway.
Wait, so it has food at this one?
The Continental Breakfast.
It has to. They've always done the cinnamon rolls.
Well, you just said it was good as a 5-star restaurant. So I'm trying to figure out. Like, it's that nice?
Well, I'm saying it's so brand new. And the rooms are spectacular. They have phone chargers in the bed. You got something plugged up your butt. I mean, it's amazing.
Let me ask you all a question. If I'm staying at Holiday Inn Express, and I'm coming in town to visit you guys live here, right?
Yeah, I get hurt, and then you're like, oh, you know, does this hurt? Does this hurt? And you're like, are you a doctor? No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Nice reference, Coach. So I'm staying there. They have continental breakfast, and I'm like, hey, you guys want to come over for breakfast?
Who's never done that? Yes.
So is it cool that you guys show up in the morning and we all have continental free breakfast together?
You never did that in college where you just went to the hotel and got free breakfast? Absolutely.
No, without knowing someone there?
Yeah.
No, see, Coach, you can't do that.
Yeah, there was hotels by campus because when families would come in, they needed places to stay. So they had continental breakfast. You could just go. You didn't have to be staying there. You just park, walk in, you and your roommates, eat, leave. They didn't care.
Yeah, and I kind of discovered it dumbly. I know you just automatically think of, oh my gosh, here's a way to cheat the system. Me, my mom was in town at Texas State and San Marcos, and she was leaving to the airport. I took her to the airport. There's small talk in the background. No big deal, guys. I hope
we're not doing a podcast.
Slam the door, Coach. Slam the door.
Hear me. So my mom goes to the
airport.
Talk
a little bit louder, right?
Hey.
Hey, we're trying to do a podcast here.
Yeah, exactly.
Slam the door, Ray.
I know how it feels.
Slam the door.
Hey, I already got. Hey, I already know that you went off on an SVP. So,
me too. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, I was joking.
I'm joking.
Hey.
Go ahead, Ray. Sorry, dude.
Go ahead, Ray.
So I took her to the airport, and she goes, "Hey, why don't you just go to the Holiday Inn Express and get the breakfast? I never ate it." And I was like, "Oh yeah, of course." And so I go in there, and I'm like eating the breakfast. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't even stay here. Like I could get yelled at, and I never got yelled at." So then another week passes, and I was like, man, you know what? When I went to the Holiday Express without my mom, they didn't really ask for credentials. So what if I just went there again? And so then the thing that Lunch mentioned, you just go with your buddies if you're hungry on a Saturday.
And you did?
There would be times I'd be like, Billy and South Beach would be like, guys, just want to go to Holiday Express? I did it with my mom, and it worked. And they're like, let's go get some cinnamon rolls.
You got people like, hey, you want to go to IHOP? Ooh, I was feeling Denny's. Well, guys, it's a little bit cheaper if we go to the Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
$3.99.
That's crazy.
And here's the thing. The workers don't give a crap.
They don't. They still don't.
They do not care. They're not losing any money or any sleep over you eating that breakfast. They are there to check you in, check you out. If you have a noise complaint, you need an extra towel, they'll send someone up. They don't care. If they are the over-anxious employee, then we got a problem. But don't be that over-anxious employee. I ran into those over-anxious employees this weekend at the airport.
It's interesting you're calling them over-anxious employees.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm gonna stand out. I'm going to do an excellent job. You don't give a crap. Why would you care about that breakfast? It's sort of like flying. We flew out of St. Pete this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had over-anxious employee at the check-in counter for trying to check in the car seats, you know? And he's like, You do it here. Whenever we've flown out of Nashville, they just throw them on the belt,
Coach,
go.
Partly is the airline you're flying.
No.
Coach.
And if your suitcase is over the limit, you just put some clothes in the bag with the car seat, no problem.
Might be the Jimmys. Sorry about that.
This guy,
sir, is that a dildo?
This guy, Mr. Oh, I got to do
20 pounds,
everything by the book. He unzipped every single car seat bag, looked in. Oh, I'm sorry, Sunshine, because he's talking to my wife. I'm sorry, Sunshine. You can't put clothes in that bag. Well,
the guy called your wife Sunshine?
Over and I told him, you got
that.
One more Sunshine, and I'm going to kick your
ass. That's what I would have said. One more Sunshine, mother. What are you doing?
He sat there, and he weighs our bag. Okay. And then we check in, you know, and the kids were on my wife's ticket because they had separate flights there. And he sat – and airport here in Nashville? Okay, you got three kids? Cool. Because they're all under the age of three.
Love it.
And this guy, can I see their birth certificates, please?
Here we go.
And, I mean, he sat there, and he looked
Sunshine.
At the birth certificate. Oh, Sunshine.
What did he call you?
No, he didn't say anything to me.
Nothing, okay.
Sir, that's all he called me. Sunshine, which one's baby box one? Okay, it says here that he was born in July 2018.
Easy.
Okay, cool.
Making up fake months is very difficult.
All right.
Secured.
Next one, which one's baby box two? Let me write down that birth date. Let me see. Okay, that looks like he's that age.
You have got to be kidding me.
I am not joking. He held out the birth certificate after writing each birth date down, looked at the kid. Okay, they look about that age. It took us 32 minutes to check in a suitcase and three car seats.
Dude, I would have been beside. I bet you were flipping out.
He was.
I was going, why is this taking so long to get us through this? And he's, oh, Sunshine, don't worry. We're almost there. We're almost done. Okay. And then we had a stroller. And we said, oh, we'd like to gate check this. So, you know, when we get off the plane, we can put the baby back in the stroller. Oh, yeah, Sunshine, don't worry about that. We can do that. Sunshine.
Sunshine.
And he goes, here you go. Here's your ticket. We say, and he goes, hey, man, it says baggage claim on this ticket. When we put the stroller on, we want to make sure it's going to be on the jetway, you know, when we get off the plane, so we can push them through the airport. Oh, sunshine, don't worry. Yeah, they'll leave that at the gate for you. Sir, but it says baggage claim. Are you sure that when we hand this to them, it's still going to be right there off the plane? Sunshine, I've been doing this for 20 years. That's going to be it. You're good. And I hope you have a wonderful flight, Sunshine. Come back and see us. So guess what? We go.
He sounds like No Teeth Keith in a weird way.
Oh, he looks like, dad on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, bald.
Yes.
And the sunshine thing, did he really say that, or are you making that up for your
wife's
name?
No, he really
name?
Said it.
Literally said sunshine over and over and
crazy.
Over and over
That's
again.
That's kind of condescending, actually.
For
yes,
sure. That's
very
like, what were you? What was your problem, Ray, when people called you buddy? Or was
yeah.
it? Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
You could have gone and done the mobile delivery, buddy. Oh, thank you for that.
So stupid.
So we get through, and then we get to the TSA, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And small airport, St. Pete. Usually your TSA.
They called you Sunshine there too?
No, no.
Maybe it's a Florida thing.
No, no. You just get there and, you know, TSA pre-check has a separate line. You go, no big deal. So we walk up and they're at small airport. They give you a laminated ticket that says TSA pre-check. Okay, cool. And the kids want to hold it. So I hand the kid the little card and we walk up and he goes, excuse me, sir, this is TSA pre-check only. I'm like, yeah, I mean, my kid has the ticket. It's right here. And he goes, well, that's his ticket. I said, no, he's under 12 years old. And he goes, sir, everyone needs to have one of those. And I'm like, it says right here, sir, you're going to have to go back.
Oh, it's you. You're the common denominator.
Dude, I cannot stand the anal Andy at the airport.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be you, though.
There's something about you that people hate. It's something about the small airport, like over anxious want to do their job.
Coach.
And I'm like, he literally has it right here. And he's like, well, sir, then where's yours? I'm like, no.
Sir, don't talk to me like that, sir. He grabs his gun.
Sir. So then I take it from my kid. And I'm like, here you go. And he goes, well, now where's his? And I'm like, he is three. He doesn't need one.
Did you do that?
No. And I'm just like, this is so annoying. I'm so frustrated, but whatever.
I love that you explained it, though, as Nashville being dope. And boom, you move us right through.
Right, any Very airport. Easy. Austin, next, a big city, the, Vegas, you just walk right through. They don't have a problem.
The
this,
other airport, it being 30 minutes, that's when you know you're dealing with an anal situation.
Yes. And I don't know if it's just because it's a small airport, so they take everything more serious, whatever. I don't have any idea. But so we get through security, get to the gate. We do our stroller, boom. We get off the airplane. Guess what, Sunshine?
It's not there, Sunshine.
It ain't damn there.
Well, he hasn't been doing it long enough. I've been doing this job a long time.
Kid. And so we sat Sunshine. There. And they bring up a couple of strollers. Like, is there another green one?
It's at the baggage claim.
What the ticket said, baggage claim.
Yeah, it's
what set.
And he said, do you have a ticket for it? And he goes, my wife shows it to him. She goes, he goes, oh, that'll be down at baggage claim.
Like, okay, all right, you sons of...
So then we got to carry the damn baby through the airport. Oh, my God. And then we got to get down there and wait for it. And carrying a baby for that long after holding it all flight, it gets kind of heavy. So freaking annoying.
Look, you're doing something wrong. You need to, in those situations, you need to make light of things. Make them laugh. Like last night, I had a similar situation. My guy wasn't... what did you call him? Anxious,
overly anxious
employee.
Or anal Andy?
But he was very serious, and he was just not like, acted like he didn't want to be there. And I went to a place at the mall.
What'd you do, slap him in the nuts?
Went to a place at the mall, and I'm trying to buy a nice shirt for a video shoot, whatever. And so I go, and I check out. And
low-key flex.
And I'm like, hey, can I try this on first? He's like, fitting rooms are closed due to COVID. I'm like, so they won't ever be open? No, I said closed.
Were you like, well, I don't have COVID, so we're good.
So I go, all right, fine. It could have been a bad situation. I could have been like, you know, why are you talking to me like that? Like, loosen up, right?
Yeah.
No, I go, hey, so let me ask you this. Can I buy the clothes now and then try them on at home? And if they don't fit, just bring them back tomorrow? Sure, you can do that. Or you can just try them on right here. I go, what? Try them on right here in front of me.
I went, no,
I can't do that. I get embarrassed, you know what I mean? He goes, you're silly. And he started slapping me in the arm. He like reaching over the counter. He said, you're silly.
Where were you shopping at?
Some store, coach. And I go, yeah.
I've never been in that store before.
I went.
Are you going back?
So I asked him, you want to go camping?
Come on.
dude.
Coach, he literally slapped me over the counter two times. Like, you're silly.
But you're saying you could have made the situation bad if you were abrasive like
Lunchbox. No, but I wasn't abrasive. What did I do that was abrasive? I was just like.
You just slapped the table. Like, you're done.
I slapped the table here. In my head, I slapped the table. I did not slap. I was just like,
got it.
Oh, dude, if you slap a table and I'm at the airport, I'm recording. I mean, I've already started the recording process.
No, I was just so frustrated already because we spent 32 minutes at the check-in counter.
Yeah.
Like, luckily, we were there early, like plenty early, you know, because we have kids. You're like, oh, we got to get there early. Didn't know we needed to be that freaking early for this small. I mean, the gate, it had like 9 gates total in the airport, and it took us an hour and 12 minutes to get from the check-in counter to the gate.
But you realize this, like, is you your story everywhere you go. You remember the hospital food?
Yes.
I mean, it's the same story.
But you can go to the Nashville airport, the Vegas airport, Austin, these big cities, and you can be at the check-in counter and at the gate in 12 minutes. Whoa. It's amazing. But at this small airport with 9 gates, it took an hour and 12 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Well, what we've learned, and Lunchbox does a great job of poking holes, is sometimes the rules and parameters and all that stuff doesn't really fit the way it's supposed to make sense.
It would take too long. You would never get anywhere. If they did everything to a T, like they're doing down there at St. Pete, you know, with over anxious Andy or anal Andy, whatever you want to call him.
Anal Andy.
No one would ever make their flight.
Correct.
But then here's what's funny.
Because let me say this. Because of the bag situation, some of the people are anal, some aren't. I've had products get snatched up. Sometimes my deodorant doesn't. Sometimes my shampoo doesn't. If everybody was anal, lunch is right. You'd never make your flights because TSA line would be 3 hours long.
Right. But then here's the funny part. So we're getting ready to go through security at the checkpoint, and here comes another guy. Hey, we need to move this guy to the front. We got to get him through. He works at the airport. He's a TSA agent. He goes, this guy's in a hurry. He's going to miss his flight. We need to give him
you?
That. No, to the workers, everybody. So they open
a
special.
Talking about someone who was late?
Yes.
Okay.
And he goes through, and they're like, here, thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys. And I'm like, this is how it works in a small town airport. If you're running late, they will move you to the front of the line. He was on my flight. Dude wasn't going to miss his plane.
That's funny. They cut in front of you because he was late.
How did they know that he was late?
He told them.
He probably told them.
He told them, hey, man, I'm running late. And so they called the TSA agent up to the counter, and they walked him all the way from the counter through TSA to the gate, and then he was on my plane.
You ever had to tell?
I will remember that one.
But
Have you ever had to yell at people and say you're late?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nah, not Ray. Ray would get there 5 hours before.
No. There's been times, like a connecting flight, but I still don't yell at people. I think my wife kind of leads the way, and I just follow her. I'm not like going to be like, guys, we're late. I'm like, if we miss a flight, we miss a flight.
No, you got to barge
your way
through.
Let everyone know. Like, I've gone to the front being like, guys, everyone, I'm so sorry. I have to cut or else I'm going to miss my flight. And they'll be like, it's fine. Go ahead. It's fine.
Yes. That's when I would drop the suitcase right in the middle of the aisle. Not getting past me, buddy.
No. Not over my dead body.
But then, Eddie, I have Dave the Dumbass that I have.
You met the whole cast of characters.
No, this was yesterday.
So there was Adam the Anal. Wait, was it?
Anal
Andy.
Dumbass Dave.
Dumbass Dave that I had a run in with yesterday at the golf course, okay?
And mine was Sexy Steve.
It was Sexy Steve.
Silly
Steve.
Dude
slaps me at the store, dude.
You're silly.
As opposed to giving you a back rub in that room?
What do you mean?
Coach.
Guys, 10-year references are not.
Of statute of limitations.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, what happened to Dumbass Dave?
So Eddie and I text the night before, like, hey, you want to play golf tomorrow? He's like, yeah, I'm in. So I book a tee time.
Day before.
Yeah, so it was Monday night. So for Tuesday. So it says you can save $6 per person if you pay now online.
Do it.
Boom. Pay online. I wake up to a text yesterday morning, and he says, oh, sorry, can't play, man. Okay, cool, dude. I'll just get a rain check since I already paid online.
Wife didn't let me.
Right. I had to pay online, so I'll just, when I get to the counter, I'll just say, hey, man, I already paid. Just give me a rain check. We come to this course quite often. No big deal. So I go, and I'm like, hey, man, I got the, 12:30. There's supposed to be two of us, but only, one canceled, so I can just get a rain check for the second one. He goes, oh, sorry, man, I can't give you a rain check until you check in.
You're like, I'm right here. Hey, Dumbass Dave.
Oh, I see how he gets his name, Dumbass
Dave.
I'm
right here.
Yeah, and I said,
hey, glasses?
Yeah. And I was like,
hey, that's Pitts's friend.
Yeah. And I was like,
same dude.
No, I was like, well, yeah, man, I'm here to check in. And he goes, yeah, but you're only checking in for one. And I'm like, no. Like, I paid for both, but the other guy.
What's your name, sir? Dave. No, it's not. It's Dumbass Dave.
I said, I'm here. I paid for both of those, and only one of us is going to be able to make it. He goes, Well, yeah, I don't have that option to give you a rain check because only one of you have checked in.
The reason I need the rain check is because only one of us can check in.
Exactly. And he goes, and you paid online, right? And I said, yeah, so then you can just give me a refund? He goes, well, no, I can't do that because you paid online.
Huh.
And I said, okay, then how about give me a rain check?
Oh, no, I can do that.
And he's like, but it's not raining.
No. Similar. He goes, I said, so can I just check in for two? And he goes, all right, is your other person here?
Okay. Coach, to punch this
coach
dude.
What is going on right now?
I'm looking around. Like, there's no one else in the clubhouse, so I'm thinking, you know, okay, there's got to be cameras somewhere. Like, this is boiling point the show.
Dude, my first day on the job, I would still just be like, yeah, rain check, no problem, dude. I wouldn't even ask questions.
No, this guy's a jerk, coach. You have no idea.
So then I said.
he knows you're getting upset.
And I said, okay, I said, maybe I'm confused. I said, I paid for two. Only one of us are playing. Just give me a rain check or a refund. I don't care for the other
both
one.
Both or one?
For just one.
One of them's not coming.
Yeah, one of them's not coming.
I would give you a little piece of paper that says free play next time. Sign my name and give it to you.
Exactly.
You'd already be out the door.
That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. And he goes, hold on, let me go to this other screen. No, it doesn't give me that option.
Okay.
Oh, well, listen, jump back out of the computer and come back to real life. And let me tell you, it is an option.
Yeah, I'm like, just write it down on a piece of paper. I don't care how you do it. And he goes, yeah, you'll just have to call.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like, call? What do you want me to call? I'm here right now. And he's like,
he calls the line. Dumbass Dave answers. Yeah, Dave, it's me. I'm calling.
Coach, oh my gosh! You just gave me a great idea of a skit. Fine, I'll call.
He calls him and he picks it up. Dumbass Dave. Hello.
They're right next to each
other.
It's
me. Dumbass Dave.
Hey, you idiot. He's like, excuse me, I'm on the phone. He puts the phone to his chest. I'm on a call right now. Give me a second. Dumbass Dave, it's me right next to you.
So I said, so he goes, I can't give you a refund. He goes, let me try this other one last thing. He goes, yeah, it's not giving me the option for rain check. It doesn't detect anything bad in the area. I said,
Yeah, weather. There's no weather.
And I was like, and he goes, but you can take cart 40 out there.
Thank you.
Did you get a free play though for the buddy?
No.
You lost that?
You lost the money?
Guys, dumbass Dave, I sat there and talked to him, tried to iron this out for 5 minutes.
I thought there was actually going to be a happy ending. No. So dumbass Dave was literally just a dumbass.
Yes. And so then after I finish 18, I go in and I go pee and I walk out and I'm like, hey, thanks. He's like, hey, come back and see us.
Bring your friend next time so I can give him that rain check.
Dude, I mean, I was just sitting there going, why? What am I missing here? Like, what went over my head that I don't understand about either give me a and all he has to do is write down.
You know what? Maybe that guy's not a jerk. Maybe he's just a dumbass.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe that's it. We've been thinking this dude is a huge jerk. He wanted to kill Pitts and his buddy for bringing a cooler?
Water.
Maybe he didn't realize that it was water.
And also, our generation, we were always taught, do it smarter, not harder.
Well, he's older than us.
Hold on. Maybe not dumbass Dave is from a generation where you just do things harder. They don't try to do things smarter.
He's the same guy where me and my buddy Isaiah go up and he's like, hey, we can't let you tee off right now. It's too late. You're like, well, what do you mean? He's like, no, we need the carts in by 4:30. Why? That's when he's like, because of COVID. And then Isaiah goes, COVID comes out at 4:30? That's the same dude.
He asked him with a straight face.
Yes, the funniest thing ever.
COVID bug shows its face at 4:30.
Because I can't, man. Because of COVID, we got to have these carts in at 4:30.
It starts creeping up 17 at 4:30. And then by the time it gets to 18, we have to be out of here. Because then it overtakes the clubhouse.
Shit, here it comes. What is it? It's COVID.
It teed off and it was straight down the middle, guys.
Oh, so COVID, 4:30 tee time?
Yeah, so I left there, and I was just like, I replayed the scenario in my head as I drove home, and I was just like, did I not explain it well enough? Did I not?
He was having trouble with the computer to paper system. Sometimes you got to throw the computer out the window and just write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Free game for this guy next time he comes, and in the system I'm going to put they were both here, even though they really weren't both here, but on this piece of paper, Coach, it will supersede that next time he comes.
You might be too smart for the dude.
I always go smarter, not harder.
He's a dumbass.
So yeah, dumbass Dave. So I the past few days I've had run-ins with just the most random people.
Anal Andy and dumbass Dave. Yeah, dude. That's a week right there.
Yeah, and silly Sammy.
See, silly Sammy's fun.
You're silly.
You know what? I'd like a customer service person that gives me an option.
He was about to be Anal Andy though until I made him laugh.
So then last night.
Oh, there's more.
Oh yeah, I got Whatever Willie. Whatever Willie.
I kind of like Whatever Willie already. Yeah.
As a buddy of yours?
So, no.
I'll do whatever.
My wife's like, why don't we just get Chipotle for dinner? I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'll go get it. And I walk up and Whatever Willie. What do you want?
Well, not how's it going?
How's it going? What does it want?
What do you want?
Yeah, I was like, I need bowls to go. Cool. Rice? Yeah. Okay. Well, I want brown rice. Okay. What else you want to eat? Okay. Can I get chicken? That it? No, can I get some grilled veggies? I guess. I mean, whatever Willie just, and then he gets it.
Can I get that grilled? Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I could. Well, yeah, you're working here. Can you please just grill it? I don't have access to the grill.
Yeah, can I get some chips? We don't have any chips.
Cool. So you were supposed to put some of those out and you just didn't? Oh, I got
it. What do you mean? We're out. Okay, cool. Can I get guac? Yeah, he starts putting it in the cup. No, I want it on the bowl. Fine. Slaps on the bowl. And then he puts the lid on and not sets it in the bag, just boom, drops it in the bag.
Wow.
I mean, lid, by the time I got home, I mean, the lid was, I mean, it was whatever Willie couldn't have been more angry to be there in his, and I was just like, I cannot imagine owning a business right now and trying to find employers.
Yeah, whatever Willie could be cool at sometimes, depending. No. I guess some jobs I bet he would be good, but at food service, I don't want whatever Willie.
Right.
Like, hey, man, I'm going to go medium well. Whatever. No. I said it specifically. And it comes out and it's not medium well. This isn't medium well. Oh, yeah, my bad. I mean, whatever.
I don't think he would have said my bad. He would have just been like, okay.
There's some jobs it's fine for. Like car rental, I love going to a car rental place. Your car's not there. Whatever, man. You want to drive an upgrade?
Yeah.
For the same price? Yeah. I love you, Willie.
Whatever, Let's Willie. Go, those are man. Nice.
Yes, those are great. Happy Whatever Willie? Yes. Angry Whatever Willie? Not cool. And I heard him tell another coworker, can you believe this line? Why is it so long?
Like, he's over it.
Yeah, that ain't so Whatever Willie. Over it. That's more of a job hate Joey or something like that.
Maybe. It may have been job hate Joey.
Let me tell you about Tired Trisha.
Tired?
Tired Trisha.
Yeah, that's not a
Tired?
Good one.
Tired. Okay. Right before I met, what is it, Silly Sammy?
Yeah.
I was going walking to the mall. It's 5:30. I mean, it wasn't late at all. It's 5:30 in the evening.
But that's less late in mall hours if you've been there all day.
No, they close at 8.
Oh, didn't know that.
Or 9, maybe.
I haven't been to the mall in a long time.
So I'm walking through, COVID. And there's a store, and I look, and I'm like, oh, this is a nice dress shirt. It's all, I think it's well, I don't even want to say this.
Well, you just did.
I might have. And I'm like, this is all dress.
Believe it, right? Believe it.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you, Coach. So I'm looking in the window. I'm like, hey, there's some nice shirts in there. So I start walking through the door, and Tired Trisha goes, I'm closing. What? It's 5:30.
Well, no.
It's 5:30, but I've been here since 8. So I'm closing. But the mall doesn't close. Well, you know what? There's going to be plenty of stores open, but this one is closing. I'm tired and I want to go home.
She can close her store at a different time than the mall.
I was like, this is crazy. Are you serious? Like, I just want to try that blue shirt right there. She's like, no, sorry. Come tomorrow because I'm closing. I'm tired.
Tired Trisha.
Tired Trisha. She locked the door in my face. I'm like, that again. If an employer knew that, they would be so pissed. How do they hire these people that are just like, you know what? I'm over it. I'm tired. I've been here.
I think this point, they take anybody, because I called a golf course on Monday to make a reservation. I said, hey, can I get a tee time for tomorrow, Tuesday, around 12:30? He goes, we're not open on Tuesday. I'm like, huh? And he goes, no one to work. I said, what?
So you're just closed a day of the week?
He goes, yeah, if you know anybody that wants to come work, we'll open up on Tuesdays. Yeah. And I'm like,
what is happening?
Okay.
You closed the whole day of the week because nobody would work.
Gotcha.
Wow.
It's insane.
So I feel like this Chipotle, that
Whatever Willie, Tired Trisha, all of them.
He was the only person applying. So it's like, all right. And I mean, literally, you should have seen the boom. boom, when he just drops it in the bag. Like, no gentle.
That's when he crossed the line. I get the lazy putting stuff on the burrito, but when he then does the drop to destruct some of your food or whatever, that's when you should never drop something into the to-go bag. It needs to be gracefully set.
It was rough, man. It was a rough day, but yeah.
Job hate, Joey. Have a good one, man.
And then, yes, and then back to the airport. My kids.
Coach, I think we're off. No,
I want to talk about this too. Now they have you don't have to wear a mask on the airplane. But when we flew on Sunday, we had to wear masks.
Sarah. I just don't believe that we should still be masking.
No, mask Mandy. Okay, Mandy the mask. So my kids are 3 and 2. I go to any airport, Austin, Nashville. We've gone to Houston.
Okay, I've been everywhere, man.
No, I need a name check.
Just trying to name airports that we've been to with them. No one says a word to my 2 and 3 year old about wearing a mask. Nothing. They don't care. Mandy the mask. According to their boarding, according to this, when we're going through TSA, they're of age. They need to have a mask on. Okay. We'll put it on when we get through.
Have you not seen the news?
No. We'll put it on right when we get through. Nope, can't go through security without a mask on. Okay.
My kid can choke on it.
Well, no. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's 2 and 3. Okay, well, you can step out of line and.
Oh, gosh.
We're
here
not
we
losing
go.
Our place here, in line. Yeah.
So then we got to get
out. Wait over there by the baggage claim. Don't you tell me baggage
really?
Claim.
Baggage claim. Really? You're going to write it all over my penis.
So we got to get out of line and. Freaking dig through the diaper bag, find them a mask, here, put it on the mask, and you know how the kids are, 2 seconds, trying to pull it down. And we're about to go, sir, you got to pull your mask up.
They called your baby, sir?
Yeah.
You sunshine and the baby, sir. Gotcha.
Hey, you need to pull your mask up to go through the.
Sir.
Sorry, honey. Honey, you need to pull your mask up to go through the.
He doesn't understand English. He's 2.
I'm like, he doesn't know what honey is. He doesn't know. I mean, he thinks you're going to give him some honey. And so, all right, so I hold it up. All right, go through. Oh, good, got it. The mask Mandy just over, I mean, it's just so.
Mask God. Mandy, hey, baby, can I see your ID?
It's a baby. It doesn't have an identification
exactly.
card yet until he's
good
16.
God.
Workers, they're just totally out of touch with ages
hey,
of kids.
They make them put the mask on. They're like, can you pull the mask down so I can see your face?
Yes,
you
exactly.
just told her to put the mask on.
That is 100% what they do, though.
But that story ain't going to work. This podcast is going to be outdated because they lifted the mask.
Yeah, coach. Head.
Right, but this has all happened on Sunday. I forgot. I mean, it was so much.
I know.
So much. All right.
All right, we done?
Yeah. Hey, congrats to John Daly. Him and his son.
Oh, Junior.
Yeah,
Hooters.
They signed an NIL deal with Hooters.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's
saw
pretty
that.
Funny.
You know the dad. The dad's been working on that one for a while.
Yeah, where does his son play golf?
Arkansas.
Oh, he's on the University of Arkansas
yes,
golf team.
Yes, sir. Little John.
So he's pretty good.
John Junior. He's really good.
Well, yeah, they're not going to sign. You ever seen a crappy college athlete get an NIL deal?
Yeah.
Most of them are good.
A lot of them.
Really?
Yes.
I
mean, I can't name all the ones.
One of the cheerleaders for St. Peter's? Or one of the
cheerleaders
schools.
That got the ball
got the
out
ball
of
down.
The.
She got an NIL
yeah.
deal?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
From a broom company, I think. Because she used the broom to get it down.
Really?
I think that was right.
She reached up and grabbed it.
Yeah, because it was stuck in the rim.
No, but one of them did a.
Broom.
Yeah, behind the backboard.
I didn't think it was a broom. I thought they got on the back or whatever. They like
right, but I still don't think she was tall enough to reach the top of the back.
Yeah. The guy picked her up. She put her feet on the dude's shoulders, and then she grabbed it off.
Oh, maybe I, because it happened twice. I know.
Okay, maybe one of them was a broom.
I don't.
Who cares?
We're arguing over
broom. So
wow.
John Jr. got a Hooters NIL deal.
Yep.
Good for him because they were at a Hooters tent at the Masters.
Yes. So that was, I guess that was.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, they were finalizing the deal.
Finalizing that deal. All right.
Hooters is good, man.
It is really good.
Their wings are good.
You guys want to go for lunch?
That one's closed.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
This is the bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know where there's another Hooters.
There's one by my house.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. That one next to me and Baser's old place downtown. I swear every time I walked out there, it was tough to walk.
It's hard to walk on 3 legs.
Hey, you had to... Tripod, huh?
Yeah, man. Just really throws everything off.
Baser, dude. She'd let me go there, and she'd be like, why do you like this place so much? I was like, great beer prices.
We would go as a family all the time. My dad wanted to go every single time. Go. All right, we good?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, have a great Wednesday.
You too, man.
Hey, Celts, Nets tonight. You better watch that.
I'll watch that.
That's a good game.
Because there's nothing else going on.
I mean, there's baseball.
Have you watched baseball at all? Have you guys watched?
Yes.
Ray?
Dude, I don't even I just do the beat the streak so I see if my guy gets a hit. I'm not watching actual baseball.
Yeah, me either, man.
I watch. And my boy Ketel Marte for the Diamondbacks.
Kendall
he's on both.
Marte.
He's on what?
Kendall Marte.
Ketel, K-E-T-E-L or something like that. He's on both my fantasy teams. They had a doubleheader yesterday. He went 0-8.
Oh,
have yourself a day, man.
How's Freeman doing with the Dodgers?
First at bat against the Braves, home run.
Woo! I like that.
But then he was out last night. He was retired for the last out. Oh. Give the save to the Braves. So.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but that's pretty poetic. First at bat, home run.
That's a mess. Sending a message. I don't know. Honestly, there's no message.
Here's my thing. It would have been more poetic if it would have been a walk-off home run.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. All right.
Happy 420, guys.
Hey, do you guys want
to? Why do you think we're going to Denver today, man? Hold on. I forgot. There's a birthday we got to say, man. Everybody wants their damn birthdays read.
Coach, I need to go home.
So do I. You're telling me. I got swim lessons.
Is that outside?
No.
Okay, good. Because it's kind of chilly.
Is it? Yeah, what's our bit. We're gonna try this swim lesson thing.
Get Coach, I could do swim lessons. Bring them by the house.
You think so?
Fill up the tubs. All they do is blow bubbles. All right, blow bubbles. And that's it.
Well, I'll report back to you on Friday because I've never been.
It's gonna be bubbles. Watch, trust me.
All right. Hi, coaches. My name is Mitch Nelson from Bismarck, North Dakota. I've been listening to you guys since day one. You always make me laugh and put a smile on my face. Even when I'm snowed in for 3 days from a blizzard in April. It's my 34th birthday on the 19th. And would love a shout out on the podcast. I'll crack open a Tulane for you guys. Thanks again for all the laughs. Sore Losers Nation for life. Sincerely, Mitch.
Coachers.
Here you go.
Hi, coachers. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
Hi, coachers.
What does he say that in?
That one. I hope you're doing well.
Sore Losers Nation for life.
Yeah.
That's it. For life.
All right, guys. Have a great
Mitch. Happy birthday, dude.
Hey, happy birthday, Mitch. Enjoy that snow. Build a snowman, man.
Have a good birthday, bitch.
Mitch.
Mitch the big.
Oh, man.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah.